Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutin.
Welcome to Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Ahead of nomination day for the Chini by-election tomorrow, Saturday the 20th of June, tonight on the show we're going to be looking at how the COVID-19 pandemic has resulted in new norms for the electoral process. Now, earlier this week, we had the Election Commission release some new SOPs for campaigning, which now no longer permits all the expected trimmings of an election. So no charamas, no gatherings, no walkabouts, no house-to-house visits or any other type of physical campaigning. Joining us on the line now, we have Azmi Sharam, Deputy Chairman of the Election Commission. Azmi, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Now, does this ban on physical campaigning from the EC in any way diminish the democratic nature of the electoral process, especially given the absence of reaching out to voters in person and those perhaps not on social media?
Actually, that's changed. I think the chairman has already said that the SOPs are not cast in stone. And we, right now, are probably going to allow gatherings and walkabouts, but under very strict rules. So, for example, if you were to have a charama, then it has to be inside a closed area. It cannot be in an open area anymore. And there has to be social distancing. And depending on the size of the place, the maximum number of people is 250. And I think we're going to be allowing walkabouts and visiting people's homes as well. But again, very strict rules, no touching, face masks, and a very small entourage. You know, so not your usual 20, 30 entourage, but limited to, I believe, three people in total.
Okay. Azmi, you know, is the design of the SOPs specific to the nature of Chini as a constituency, whether it's, you know, is it semi-rural or rural constituency, and the lay of the land, is that what is determining the SOPs?
No, the SOPs being determined by our discussions with the relevant agencies and ministry as to what it says. Because I think, by and large, it's true. What you said earlier was a place like Chini, voters would probably have less access to the internet and other technological advances. However, that's not the reason why we decided to do things the way we are doing it now. We are considering the safety of the public first and foremost.
All right. So you said that now walkabouts and gatherings are allowed, but up to 250 people at any one time. How are you going to ensure this? I mean, is someone going to stand about and count 250 people if a candidate or a party is found to have contravened these SOPs? Is that punishable by the EC? Are these merely guidelines or are they enforceable by law?
Well, these would be the conditions of the permits which would be given out by the police. The EC doesn't give permits for charamas and the like, right? It's not within our ambit to do so. It's the police who do this, and they can put any conditions, reasonable conditions, which they wish. So this would be part of the permit system. And if you don't obey it, then of course, if it's discovered, then you would be in breach of your permit. And that would bring its own punitive measures, depending on the law. But one hopes that, you know, political parties have a certain degree of responsibility and don't flout the law, because we're not doing this for fun. We're not doing this to restrict people just because we want to. You know, this is being done because this is what's necessary at this time.
Azmi, speaking of which, there was quite a bit of talk about and calls for actually a no contest in this by-election, using COVID-19 as the main reason. Now, do you think that argument that was made by many political parties is a sound one? Is it good for democracy to put aside the democratic process and just sort of allow the incumbent or the single person to stand to actually take the win, as it were?
I think in this case, the incumbent has passed away, so we have no choice. The seat has to be filled. But on top of that, the Constitution is very, very clear. There is no exception. It's something which I think the draftist of the Constitution never thought about. We must have an election 60 days after the seat is declared vacant, or 60 days after the assembly has been dissolved. So it's not an issue where we have any say in that at all. We have no choice. We have to do this. It's the law. Mm-hmm.
But Azmi, I think the call was for others, the non-incumbent party in this instance, to stand down. There was a kind of a moral argument being made. UMNO and Barisan Nasional had won the seat. Other parties should stand down, and therefore, in the interest of public health. That's the question, really.
Ah, I see. I'm sorry. That's completely up to the parties themselves. You know, whether it's good for democracy or not, of course, it's better to have a competition. But ultimately, that's a position that the political parties and independents will have to make for themselves, you know, because even if you have one independent candidate to oppose the incumbent party, then the elections must go on.
All right, Azmi, there's a lot of things to unpack tonight, but we're going to take a quick break. We'll continue this conversation in just a few minutes, so please stay on the line and you stay with us at home on Consider This. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.